Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 19, Sunday, 2020, day 110. Today's topic, when I call for help, COVID-19 will turn back. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 56 verses 9 to 13, Joshua chapter 19 verse 1 to chapter 20 verse 9. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 48. Proverbs 13, verses 12 to 14. Today's main passages, we have two today. First one, Psalm 56, verses 9 to 13. Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Second passage, Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 46. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, when I call for help, COVID-19 will turn back. Yes, surely it will happen. When David called to God for help in his most dangerous time and to present his thank offerings, even he had limited resources, God acted and he was sure that all his enemies would turn back. When he prayed like that, he was still surrounded by his enemies. But because he trusted God, knowing that God will help him, even he was in the darkest valley of death, seems to be in darkness, but because God was with him and he could walk in the light of life. Wow, that's great. But today's passage from Luke tells us that because the Jews rejected Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, Son of God, because they deserted God and the Holy Temple in Jerusalem had become a place to do business and not a house of prayer, they did not call on God for help. 35 years after Jesus said that, King Nero of Rome destroyed the whole Jerusalem and the Holy Temple. Not one stone on another was left. How sad. Now the whole world is being encircled and we seem being trapped on every side. What is your choice? To call on God for help or to suffer the consequence of what today's Luke describes? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to cry out to you for help and offer our thank offerings to you in the midst of the whole world being besieged by COVID-19, to worship you as our Lord and King so that COVID-19 will turn back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your action plan to cry out to Jesus for help and offer your thank offerings to him in the midst of the whole world being besieged by COVID-19? To worship Jesus as your Lord and King so that COVID-19 will turn back. Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.